There's a new garlic sauce in town. Well, actually, it's quite old. It's called Toum. It's a garlic paste that Lebanese cooks have been slathering on their kebabs since the first garlic shoot popped up in Lebanese soil. But this is not like anything that you've seen before. The Washington Post's Bonnie Benwick tracked down an authentic recipe for this seemingly magic sauce for their Plate Lab column. Sally Swift got the details.
Hey, Bonnie, nice to have you with us.
Great to be here.
So I have recently discovered the joy of having a big jar of minced garlic with olive oil and salt in my refrigerator for midweek. Now, you have taken that to another level. Can you tell me about this?
Well, I've actually uncovered the secret for a couple of years. I've been buying this garlic paste, known to the Lebanese chef who makes it and other people as Toum, T-O-U-M. I'm probably not saying it quite right. Anyway, he sells it in small and big batches in his deli and makes it by the bucketful every single week for his cafe across the hall.
But paste is not what it is. You brought me a little bit. It is fluffy.
It is not. It is really otherworldly. I mean, it's the magic of a really good food processor or Vitamix or Roboku, depending on who you are. And it turns it into something that looks like egg whites. It's that fluffy. It's that light. And the best thing about it is I've learned that it just sort of mellows out the garlic enough, and you can stir it into so many different things. And what it started out being used for was basically to marinate chicken for shawarma. But he's branched out. I've learned to branch out, and I got kind of a little addicted to the stuff. The best thing is I would buy heads of garlic, and I would watch them sprout little green things out of the top, and I would watch them sort of, you know, fall in on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This garlic paste I can have ready to go in my refrigerator, and I've kept it for a month.
Well, you've brought some into the studio, and it is beautifully fragrant, I have to say. So tell me how you make this.
It's four ingredients. It's a very light canola oil, and the chef, his name is Joseph Kamali, by the way, a longtime embassy chef in D.C., he told me that a lot of people use olive oil, but it tends to make it heavy. And the difference is you might get something that's creamy rather than something really fluffy and light and ethereal like his is. So it's a light canola oil, lots of peeled garlic cloves.
Like how many are we talking here for a batch?
Well, to make about 4 cups, and if you're going to make it, you may as well make it. So for about 4 cups, which lasts me about a month, it takes about 7 heads worth of garlic.
Okay.
And, you know, there are easy ways to peel whole heads of garlic, which we could get into, but, and 1/4 cup of lemon juice and water. That's it.
And you whir it up in a food processor.
Yeah, the sort of cool thing is he showed me, he took me through the steps of the process. It's the way the layering and the way that you put it in the blender or food processor, it makes a big difference, again, between that creamy stuff and this very egg white, fluffy, light stuff.
And tell me how you use it.
Well,
or tell me when you don't use it, it sounds like.
I know. I haven't been kissing a lot of people lately. What happens is I did start marinating chicken with it. Or even because it's so potent, if it's freshly made, I will just slather it on some chicken breasts or some chicken that I'm going to make kebabs with later and put them on the grill. It just commands a whole bunch of flavor in a very short amount of time, so there's no, you know, marinating all day or in the freezer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I've been stirring it into eggs in the morning.
Oh, delicious.
My colleagues love me. With a little bit of creme fraiche and some tomatoes, and, you know, it can taste Greek, it can taste Italian, it can taste, you know, Mediterranean, really. I also spread it on, it's now my go-to base for garlic toast. You know, usually you melt the butter and you stir in the garlic and then maybe you burn it and maybe there, you know. Another thing that I like about it is I'm not chewing on little bits of garlic.
Right.
And I'm not worrying that it's getting, you know, too dark in the pan or whatever. I've also put it in cold and hot soups. The thing is, it, you know, it's very light, but it does immediately disperse.
Hmm.
You don't get a big oil slick because really if you're talking about the garlic suspended in that oil, it's not held in a lot of oil,
right,
the amount that you're using. And I'm talking about using it in teaspoons and a tablespoon at the most. It just depends really what my plans are later for the evening.
Right. And so tell me, what is the way to peel big heads of garlic? What's your trick?
Well, you can do it a couple of ways. You can put them in a big mixing bowl and put another bowl on top of it so that you're creating kind of a closed ball. You're going to shake it as hard as you can. It makes a lot of noise. And then when you open it up, just about all the peel has fallen away from the individual cloves if you've done it right.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you can do very easily is soak them. For this recipe, it doesn't matter at all. And that tends to be what I do.
In cold water or hot?
In lukewarm water. And cold water doesn't matter. I usually, just to help things along, I will just sort of disengage that, you know, the root end, so that they're free to, you know, float and and let the peels do as
free,
they may in the
exactly.
water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to have a bite here. Can I taste this?
Good, good. Now, what Sally's trying is a little bit of the straight up fluffy stuff.
Wow, it is beautiful. It also kind of reminds me of mayonnaise.
Yeah, a little bit. But light, you know.
Oh, my. Delicious and light.
See, now you're done for the day.
Wow, but that is a wallop of garlic.
Yep. And that's a very fresh batch.
Delicious. Wow.
And it's just easy and on hand. And I feel like once you've made it, which, again, really takes about 10 minutes total, you know, you've got it.
And how long does it keep?
Well, our recipe online said about 3 weeks, but I've let it go for a month. And the only thing it does, it condenses just a little bit. It's not quite as fluffy, but still quite nice.
And keep it in the refrigerator.
Absolutely in the refrigerator.
What a great tool. Thank you very much, Bonnie Benwick.
Sure thing.
Bonnie Benwick is deputy food editor and recipes editor at The Washington Post. Sally Swift is our managing producer. Now find that recipe for two on the website, splendidtable.org.